This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a summer weekend. It's a weekend that some of you are off enjoying the aftermath of the Independence Day holiday, but we're live, we're here, and I am precisely where I like to be on weekends, even though it's a vacation weekend for many, because, well, I have the extraordinary privilege of providing you with vital health information, and as I sit here right in front of this microphone, I want to get out the word to you about some exciting new developments in the fields of nutrition and health. You can call us at 877-726-8255. That's our number. That's a lot of numbers. Let's boil it down. It's 877-726-TALK. And you can come right into the doctor's office and pose any question that you like. We got lots in store for you today on this program. We got some interesting vitamin D stories. Vitamin D versus sunburn, a remarkable new study. Also, vitamin D versus heart disease. 877-726-TALK is our number. And they say that the early bird gets the worm, and I guess the worm is John today from East Adam, Connecticut. How are you today, John?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Can you hear me well?
I can hear you very fine, so you can just pose your question, and I'll take a shot at it.
I called you before and about this, and I have, I'm pretty sure it's venous insufficiency, where the veins don't deliver enough blood. It goes back to the heart, right?
It's exactly. Small. Yeah, some people think that venous insufficiency may be a lack of amorous capability, because Venus is the goddess of love. But no, Venus is spelled V-E-N-O-U-S, and it has to do with the inability of your leg veins to pump the blood back up to the heart, which is actually a remarkable feat. You know, we tend to think of, well, we take it for granted, the blood goes out to your toes and then it comes back. But it actually, in order for it to come back, it relies on a series of valves that keep the blood pulsing back up to the heart. But as you get older, some of these valves become incompetent. That's the word for it. They just don't do their job, and the blood pools, especially around the ankles. It can cause swelling, it can cause discoloration, brown spots, and worst case scenario, you can develop ulcerations, poor healing. So is that what's befalling you?
Yes, I've got to, it just happened the 4th of July day, just like that. Like you told me once before, it just, you know, it comes on real quick, you don't even notice it. See, I'm a type 2 diabetic, I'm on insulin. Okay. And at my job, I either stand a lot in concrete or I sit down doing, like, building something with, you know, assembly by hand.
Mm-hmm. And so sitting isn't good either. You know, when you stand, of course, it's the gravity effect. But when you sit, you compress your leg veins. And, you know, just some basic information about you, if you don't mind sharing. You say you're a type 2 diabetic on insulin. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, okay, so that right there, that's an oxymoron. That is usually a question of poor management. You know, is that you really, if you're type 2 diabetic, you're not, by definition, insulin dependent. There's a tendency these days for some doctors to put patients on insulin. But I got to say that virtually all the patients who come to see me are type 2 diabetics on insulin. They're off their insulin within a couple of months. They really don't need it. What's your height and weight, if you don't mind sharing?
5'9", about 160, 165.
Okay, so actually that's a pretty reasonable weight unless your fat distribution is bad. You know, sometimes we see people who are what we call toffee, thin outside, fat inside. And they may have a fat maldistribution that causes them to become more insulin resistant. But, you know, insulin's not a great way to go. Anyway, you want help with the venous insufficiency part of it, right?
I have been taking the Venus Optimizer by Gerald Formulas.
Great.
But I tried to cut back, and I took one pill, which probably wasn't enough anyway. You need at least two.
No, you shouldn't skip. You should be taking about, unfortunately, it may be a little pricey. You should be taking about four a day. So the things that help, you know, as I may have explained in a call to you previously, are the bioflavonoids. And the bioflavonoids, when they were first discovered by a guy named Albert Szentgyörgyi, he's a Hungarian molecular biologist in the 1930s and 40s, I believe, discovered that this substance P helped to reduce capillary leakage. P stands for permeability, so it seemed to keep the permeability correct so that there is not a lot of leakage of fluid into the interstitial space, which would cause swelling, as in, you know, venous insufficiency. So by taking bioflavonoids, you help to reduce that capillary and small vessel leakage. The bioflavonoids include things like pycnogenol, of course, grapeseed extract, butcher's broom is one of them in many of the vein formulas. Also, horse chestnut is excellent. In European studies, horse chestnut has actually been shown to be as effective as those uncomfortable elastic stockings that people have to wear, compression stockings for lower extremity swelling. And there's another one, troxarutin, which is an ingredient in some supplements. And I believe that they're comparable ingredients in that Gero formula. Which is quite good, Venus Optimizer. So, you know, other things, you know, what are you eating? What, have you followed a diet to help deal with your diabetes?
Well, he has me at 20. Yeah, I'm probably not doing so good sometimes. Sometimes I'm not, you know, I'm doing really good to eat vegetables and stuff. And,
yeah, vegetables is good, but what are you eating? A lot of bread, pasta, starch? Are you having too much in the way of fruit or fruit juice? Those are the things that will get you in trouble.
No, I usually just mix up spring water, my well water, with stevia, with lemon juice, but and make lemonade.
So what do you have for breakfast, for example? What is a breakfast typically for you?
I could have strawberries.
Yeah, but see, that's fruit. That's a sugar. What you should be having for breakfast is some form of protein, you know, maybe leftovers from the night before, with some vegetables. I mean, if you're diabetic, you really need to be on a rigorous low-carbohydrate diet. And, you know, the trick is going to be to get your doctor to recognize that you're on a better diet and correspondingly reduce your insulin to the point where you can taper off. Maybe then you could just depend on one medication like metformin. Metformin's an excellent medication that has even now been shown to have anti-cancer effects and may have longevity prolonging effects. That would be an okay diabetic medication for you to take. But if you're truly a type 2 diabetic and you're taking insulin, yeah, I'm wondering, you know, what that's all about. I'd have to look at your specific history to decide if you really need to be on insulin. But anyway, those are some of the things you can continue to use, and I think that that will be helpful in turning around your venous insufficiency. Okay, thanks for your call, and thanks for setting the tone for today's program, because, yeah, we do need your calls. 877-726-TALK is our number for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. More to come on the subject of vitamin D.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's probiotics is an organic living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest-fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. That aforementioned newsletter contains an article about one of my favorite indulgences, which is chocolate. Reasons why you might want to invest in some high-test chocolate for your brain, for your heart, for your mood. There are a variety of documented health benefits to chocolate consumption. Check out our newsletter by going to drhoffman.com and sign up. You'll get a newsletter in your inbox every week with packed full of information that I think you'll find germane to your health. Okay, high blood pressure, big problem. Did you know that if you're over 65, chances are about 50-50 that you've got hypertension? And it's not enough to wish it away. I mean, of course, you'd like to avoid taking medication, so you exercise and you diet and you try things like meditation. But if you've got high blood pressure, it's going to lead to higher risk of stroke, dementia, heart disease, kidney problems. It's a silent killer. And so we're always looking for natural ways to approach the blood pressure problem. And I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. You've heard me talk about it. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. And it's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. It was developed originally for the Air Force, for pilots with hypertension who otherwise would have washed out of flight qualification, except for this simple, easy technique. They discovered there was a way that they could optimize their blood pressure without depending on medication. So to find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141, or tryzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, we set up something special for you. The company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Make sure you use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You know, it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. So check it out at tryzona.com. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number, and we've got Alice in Iowa. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling for a family member who has restless leg syndrome. Mm-hmm. I know she's been under doctor's care and not had any satisfaction. I just wondered if there's anything you could suggest.
Okay. Describe it. What's it like?
Well, her legs jump around after she goes to bed. She tries different positions and so on. Nothing seems to help.
Yeah. It's a very uncomfortable sensation. And can you describe this individual? How old is she, please?
probably 52. Mm-hmm. This keeps her from sleeping, which she's employed, and this is a real problem for her.
Okay. So I would look at several things. You know, first of all, one of the most common causes of restless leg syndrome in women is iron deficiency. And so she needs to get her iron checked out, and not just a regular CBC blood test to see if she's full-blown anemic. You can have a normal blood count, but you can have low levels of iron that change the way that dopamine is utilized in the part of the brain that's responsible for restless leg syndrome. You know, there's actually a relationship between Parkinson's disease and restless leg syndrome. Not that restless leg syndrome is invariably going to lead to Parkinson's disease, but it has to do with dopamine metabolism in the movement center of the brain, the substantia nigra. And when you have low iron, you're simply not optimizing your dopamine production. So she needs to get a ferritin blood test, and we need a ferritin of at least 50, 60, 70, which often doctors will say if your ferritin's even above, you know, 8 or 9 as a female, they'll say, well, you know, pretty common to have iron deficiency in women, no big whoop. But you need to optimize iron levels to reduce susceptibility to restless leg syndrome. That's number one. And number two, you want to build up dopamine levels. So how do you do that nutritionally? Well, you use a amino acid precursor to dopamine, which is called L-tyrosine. L-tyrosine is an amino acid that is metabolized by the body into dopamine. And so supplying, you know, maybe a gram or two or three of L-tyrosine, they usually come in 500 milligram capsules. You would take two or three times daily, away from food preferably, because when you take an amino acid with a protein, it will sometimes neutralize the effects of the amino acid. There's an interference in the absorption when there are other amino acids present in a meal. So the other thing to consider is it's actually an Ayurvedic remedy called macuna, M-A-C-U-N-A. And macuna gently increases dopamine levels and can help this. You also may want to use a little additional vitamin B6 to help the metabolism convert the tyrosine into dopamine. So those are some things to try. And then, of course, I mean, it may boil down to looking at this individual patient. Is she overweight? Is she, you know, having energetic problems due to, you know, lack of coenzyme Q10 or something along those lines? Those are things that you'd have to evaluate to see if that's the case. All right, this item, and I'll share the details with you when we return because time's a little short. Vitamin D may improve sunburn according to new clinical trial. You know, it's summertime and the tendency is to overdo it. So once you've overdone it and you know you're going to get a sunburn, is there something that you can do in the aftermath of sun overexposure to reduce your chance of reddening and pain? Well, vitamin D may fit the bill. We'll share the details in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. In just a moment, your phone calls, 877-726-TALK is our number for questions related to health and medicine. But before we get to your calls, I was telling you about vitamin D kind of as a morning after pill for sunburn. You know, the morning after pill, you make a little mistake and you take the pill and, well, you can obviate the consequences. If you spend too much time in the sun, well, you're in for trouble. You may get a sunburn with pain, redness, swelling, even blistering. And a new study investigates the role of a dose of vitamin D taken one hour after sunburn to control skin redness. This was done at Case Western Reserve University. In the study, 20 participants were randomized to receive a placebo pill or a vitamin D pill consisting of 50,000 international units of vitamin D. Remember, most vitamin D supplements are on the order of 400, 800, 1,000 international units, or 2,000 perhaps. But this was 50,000, or even more, 100,000 international units, or 200,000 international units of vitamin D. That's a whopping dose of vitamin D in one pill. And they received either a placebo, 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, 1 hour after a UV lamp sunburn was induced on their inner arms. Remember, these were experimental volunteers. They then were observed 24, 48, 72 hours and 1 week after the experiment, and skin biopsies were collected for further testing. And here's what they found. Participants who consumed the highest doses of vitamin D had long-lasting benefits, including less skin inflammation 48 hours after the burn. The participants with the highest blood levels of vitamin D also had less skin redness, and they also showed evidence of skin repair, and the benefits of vitamin D were dose-dependent. In other words, the more vitamin D used, the greater the benefits. And what happened is they believe that vitamin D has dramatic anti-inflammatory effects in the skin. Now, they're quick to point out that taking such high doses of vitamin D is not good on a regular basis. But if you take your ordinary dose of vitamin D, say you're taking 1,000, 2,000, or even 5,000 a day, one dose of 50,000 or perhaps even 100,000 of vitamin D isn't going to cause you to immediately develop kidney stones or harmful consequences of vitamin D overdosing. It's just that, you know, you can't go out every day and say, oh yeah, you know, I got a little too much sun today and I'm going to take 100,000 of vitamin D day in, day out. That could be a problem. The authors of the study are quick to point out, I would not recommend at this moment that people start taking vitamin D after sunburn based on this study alone. Well, they're always doing a CYA thing when they do studies like this because they don't want people consuming vitamin D willy-nilly and coming to harm and then thereby coming after the authors of the study saying, you told me to take that much vitamin D. Well, be prudent in your vitamin D usage nonetheless, but intriguing study. And certainly there's some practical implications of this. All right, let's talk to Jill in Middletown, New York. There is a Middletown.
Yes, hi, doctor.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good. I have two quick questions. A friend of mine, when she takes turmeric, she says that her skin turns blue when she's convinced it's a blood thinner. Mm-hmm. Is there any truth to that?
Well, is she taking a blood thinner already?
No, she's not.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. I've done some research on this lately for my patients because the concern has arisen. You know, I have recommend curcumin all the time. It's a wonderful anti-inflammatory. It's great as an anti-cancer nutrient, and it certainly helps the brain. So there are a variety of benefits to curcumin. I'm a big fan of curcumin. I have a lot of patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and we give them curcumin to reduce inflammation in their intestinal tracts. There's so many benefits to this marvelous extract of turmeric. But it does have some blood thinning effects. And this is how it works, I believe, is in individuals who have normal clotting, it may slightly thin the blood, you know, like taking maybe a baby aspirin, which is beneficial. You know, they do recommend that people take baby aspirin for cardiovascular protection, for stroke prevention, and so on. However, for people who are already taking powerful blood thinners, there may be a concern. And I think the way to look at it is that curcumin is a little bit the opposite of vitamin K when you're taking a blood thinner. In patients taking warfarin or Coumadin, vitamin K can reduce the blood thinning effects of those medications. And so they regularly get protimes or INR tests to see how the medication is working, if it's adequately or exaggeratedly thinning the blood. And so when you add something like vitamin K, or when you add something like curcumin, within a week or two, you're going to get a blood test that tells you, is the medication being neutralized or is the medication being accentuated? And then you can safely determine whether curcumin is skewing the effects of the medication. You know, certainly if you have problems like your gums are bleeding, or if you have easy bruising, then you have to be concerned. But when we say the skin's turning blue, that's sort of vague. I mean, I would imagine that if indeed the curcumin was thinning the blood, you'd notice that, you know, when you have little bumps and, you know, bruises, that they're worse. That's the way that excess blood thinning usually shows up, or maybe, you know, something as profound as a nosebleed. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, I think curcumin is safe to take. But there's a little bit of a caution flag for people who are already taking blood thinners. Does that help out?
Yes, thank you. Could I ask a quick question?
Follow-up, yeah.
Another. One of the leading doctors on the Internet said to stay away from cashews because they're not a true nut, they're a legume.
And who is this leading doctor?
You really want his name?
Sure, yeah, give it to me.
Dr. Gundry.
Dr. Gundry, I've never heard of this leading doctor on the Internet. Well, I have to confess, I made the same mistake. I believe that, you know, just simply on the basis of appearance, that cashews kind of look like peanuts. Peanuts are a legume. And I used to believe erroneously that cashews were a ground nut, which is really technically not a nut. They're a legume, okay? And it turns out that actually cashews are a tree nut. So they really are not related to peanuts or legumes. And, oh, by the way, you know, what's so bad about legumes? Some people prefer not to eat legumes on a strict paleo diet.
Yes.
Because of, you know, this theory about lectins maybe being contributing to intestinal permeability or leaky gut or autoimmunity. But I think the vast majority of people do fine on legumes. They're pretty well tolerated. So, you know, this is a little bit of a technical point, but I, you know, from a scientific standpoint, I really do believe that cashews are not legumes. I mean, maybe we need a botanist to call us up and provide us with a clarification on that.
Okay. Thank you very much, doctor.
Okay. My pleasure. 877-726-TALK. Is our number for phone calls, and I'll take this time to ask you, do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Because if you do, well, I've got something for you. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it's age, illness, or just being run down. And I've seen it work even in patients with severe fatigue due to cancer chemotherapy. Yeah. Damaged cells and inefficient mitochondria due to poor cell membrane function contribute to poor cellular energetics. And there's something called NT factor that repairs damaged cells and helps to boost the mitochondria. Clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. I've seen some of these studies, and they're impressive. And there's a product called Propax, which incorporates NT factor in a complete vitamin and mineral formula. along with omega-3s. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics, the makers of NT Factor, that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and fish oils and still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor. And I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. I consider it part of my personal regimen. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order ProPax or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay. When we return, we'll talk more about some of the cardiovascular benefits of vitamin D, and we'll take more of your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Keep those calls coming, because we're getting lots of calls today. 877-726-TALK is our number for questions related to overall health and nutrition. We had a call from Bonnie in New York, New York. I guess that would make it Manhattan, right, Bonnie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi. Hi, fellow Manhattanite. You're my neighbor. You know,
yep.
How come I don't run into you every day? It's just a small town.
Yeah. All right. Can I ask my question?
Indeed.
All righty. My blood cortisol level was 10 points lower than the lowest point in the reference level. I haven't met with the doctor yet, but I wanted to hear from you if I can treat it with licorice or some, you know, simple thing like that.
Okay. So the question is, this was a blood test, Bonnie?
Right.
Okay. So if it was a blood test, chances are what was measured is cortisol, because that's what's naturally produced by the adrenal glands. Cortisone is a medication, or hydrocortisone is a synthetic medication that duplicates the effects of the adrenals. So what Bonnie is talking about is she's talking about a blood test that, if correct, suggests that she has adrenal insufficiency. Now, there are several levels of adrenal insufficiency. The worst case scenario is something called Addison's disease. And Addison's disease is not diagnosed simply on the basis of one single determination of a low cortisol. It's actually the test of choice for Addison's disease is something called an ACTH stimulation test, where you're given a substance called Acthar, and then you measure the way that your adrenals respond to the signal. And if they don't respond adequately, that means your adrenals are flat. They're no longer responding to signals from your hypothalamus and your brain to produce more stress hormone. And the symptoms of that, you know, include fatigue, easy exhaustion with exercise, being overwhelmed by stress, you know, not being resilient, but typically weight loss instead of weight gain. When you have too much adrenal hormone, you have Cushing syndrome, you gain lots of weight. In this case, you have weight loss. You typically have low blood pressure and you feel weak and dizzy. And sometimes there's skin darkening. There's actually a pigmentation of the skin that occur in light-skinned individuals that'll make them look like they got a tan. People say, oh, you know, you just got back from vacation. It's like, no, I didn't. I haven't been exposed to the sun at all. But short of that Addison's disease, by the way, historically, John F. Kennedy suffered from Addison's disease. And he would have died, but he was one of the first patients in the 1940s because he came from a very rich family. He could afford to see the top physicians, you know, at Harvard University in Boston, where the family was situated. He began to receive, you know, one of the earliest interventions for that, which is prednisone or hydrocortisone. And he, you know, this guy certainly had tremendous energy, was very dynamic, but it was almost like he was sustained artificially with these pills and injections to keep his adrenals on track. So if you have just this low adrenal syndrome that's not Frank Addison's disease, yes, you can take licorice. Licorice will raise your blood pressure, but it has the unfortunate side effect of causing water retention and swelling, which is not desirable if you take too much. And it will also cause you to go to critically low levels of potassium, which is potentially dangerous, so it has to be monitored. But, I mean, it's safe to take, but it requires monitoring. I would suggest that you do so with the supervision of a healthcare practitioner who's familiar with the use of licorice as a form of adrenal support. There are other ways to support adrenals with things like astragalus and ashwagandha and, you know, rhodiola. These are what are called so-called adaptogens. Ginseng also will sometimes help support adrenals. Some people use adrenal cortical extract to support adrenal function. So there are a variety of ways to go for it. So the suggestion is that you circle back to your physician, or especially a nutritionally oriented physician who understands this intermediate low-grade adrenal insufficiency. And try natural support. Of course, you know, the medical fix for this is to go on hydrocortisone tablets, and that will support your adrenals. But, you know, it creates a real dependency, and there are side effects to taking steroids. So the natural way is best. Thanks for your call, Bunny. I just wanted to share this. Study finds vitamin D deficiency is associated with common predictors of atherosclerosis. We know that vitamin D is associated with several cardiovascular disease risk factors, including obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and atherosclerosis. So they did a study. It's actually a study of studies. They selected 21 studies. And what they found, they looked at what's called the medial thickness, the intimal medial thickness of the carotid arteries. This is an early sign of atherosclerosis. When your carotid artery walls begin to thicken, it's a predictor of cardiovascular risk. And what they found was that when patients were vitamin D deficient, that is, they had vitamin D less than 20, the risk of carotid plaques was 37% higher. No, it was 37% overall, excuse me, which is one-third of those patients had carotid artery thickness. In patients who had normal vitamin D, which is actually kind of, the definition was kind of loose, just vitamin D over 30, that was considered normal, they had just 24% of carotid medial intimal thickness. So the vitamin D deficient individuals actually had 2.5 times increased odds of developing carotid plaques than those in the control groups. And so clearly, something's going on here. Vitamin D seems to confer protection against the inflammation, which may affect the endothelium, the lining of the arteries in the carotid arteries and perhaps throughout the body, in the coronary arteries as well. Thus, vitamin D, part of our armamentarium against cardiovascular disease. All right, great hour. Thanks for all your phone calls. Continue to call us, 877-726-TALK, for our second hour of Intelligent Medicine.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.